Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Not the worst. Not the worst. A couple of days ago, I played some audio for you guys from Family Feud, and the answer was so ridiculous that I thought it might have been the worst answer in game show history. That we don't have right now. But it was a very good setup.
You know what?
Yep.
We could act it out.
Sure, I'm going to give you the Marconi, sir.
I would love to know that beforehand. That said, there are others that are equally bad. Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Sure. So I took that clip from the other day, which the person thought Spain moved and they put Spain in New England, yes. If you missed it yesterday. But I just combed. There is a plethora on YouTube of, you just type in stupid or dumb game show answers, and you can be in YouTube for hours watching videos.
What was it that you said that you got a country music star to call you a bonehead?
Oh, Tommy would remember this.
Oh, I was there.
We were competing against each other, weren't we?
No, we weren't against each other, but we had the same teammate. It was Trace Atkins. And he called Bert a bonehead.
Yeah, I was in that, whatever that round is at the very end where you got to do crap fast, and I was just getting it wrong time and time again. And his clues were pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a blank, you bonehead.
that was at the $25,000 pyramid, right?
Yeah. Something like that. It was pyramid. It was when Donny Osmond hosted it, and Bert and I were both on the show. And I actually gave a couple answers that I was watching later on PAX TV, which is like this Christian network. They had taken out two of my answers because I think when I gave the answers, the audience sucked the air out of the room because they couldn't believe what I had said. And I won't repeat what I said, but if you ever see it, you'll know.
Okay, you married a preacher.
As a sidebar here, you're going to have to watch the video of this segment here. Tommy is in here with his Minion glasses on this morning.
It's Apple Vision Pro.
I can't take you seriously in these glasses.
It's amazing.
They look like ski goggles.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right? It's life-changing. I went into Apple and I sat down and I tried these things on. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, why doesn't everybody have this? And I was like, oh yeah, the price. They're super expensive. I don't have kids to spend money on. So I get to buy these toys. And this is life changing because I started working with them. First, I was just watching movies, but now I like work with them every day. So instead of working on like a 19-inch screen or 15-inch screen, I am floor to ceiling screen. It is amazing. I can't even see Abby right now because she's behind my screen.
Oh, perfect.
But I can move it. I can look at Abby now. I can move it back, and Abby's gone.
You guys got to see this video. It's crazy. It's the overall costume today, though. The hat on backwards. It's the Minion glasses with your Bucky's t-shirt. It's the overall presentation.
If you've ever seen Ready Player One, that's what it looks like.
The most disconcerting thing is how it shows us a TV screen picture of your eyes.
Yeah. The eyes are ridiculous. It's crazy.
I'm pretty sure this is just the start to the movie WALL-E. Like, this is how it begins.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right. So these are the worst answers that I've chosen in game show history because I went through hours and hours of video. The first one, Cassie may be familiar with this show. It's a British game show called Tipping Point. And you know how some accents make people sound smarter? Not so in this case.
How many of the 8 planets in our solar system have the letter A in their name? You can play this or you can pass it to Claire.
I think I'm going to play this one. I've been counting in my head. I've got a distinct number, and I think the answer is 1.
Okay.
I think that's Aries.
Aries.
Oh, no.
Okay. Planet.
So...
Oh, no.
The planet Aries.
He's thinking about astrology.
In his defense.
Oh, here we go.
There's no planet. Let's get granular, Smarty.
No, what do you got?
You're correct. There is no planet named Aries, but Mars is the Roman god of war, and his Greek name is Aries.
So I can see how you might mess it up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he was thinking.
You never know.
In my defense... That guy's a moron. All right, so the next one's from Jeopardy. And remember back when Ken Jennings, who now hosts Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, of course, passed away. This was when Ken Jennings was a contestant. And sometimes the most obvious answer isn't the correct one, but it's the one he gave.
This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Teach you that in school in Utah, huh?
That's legit the answer that came in my head also.
Yeah, that was not the answer.
What was the answer?
I don't remember.
Okay.
All right. This is from Family Feud.
So when you haven't any input on that one? I mean, you're talking about Venus and Aries and everything.
She's
you got an answer to that
right now.
What is it?
I am. I was thinking it was rake. Nah. And it's a man who's habituated to immoral conduct, particularly womanizing.
I think it may have been a rape.
I would have totally said ho.
I would have said ho, too.
Oh, I would have said ho, for sure.
So Family Feud over the years, which Steve Harvey is the greatest host now, but there have been many hosts, one of which was Ray Combs. And the guy that was on Family Feud with Ray Combs, I don't think this guy even realized how stupid his answer was.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
What?
Yeah, because adults don't wear clothes.
All right, so back in the day, the newlywed game was the game. I mean, you would get so many stupid answers from this game. And there was this blonde lady. She was very beautiful. But let's just say this blonde lady did not do blondes any favors.
Will your husband say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy?
I don't know what they mean.
You know it. I mean, you married him. What do you think?
Heck, he's urban.
He's urban.
Yeah.
How long has he been that way?
About 2 months.
2 months he's been there. Do you think there's anything he can do about it?
He went to a doctor.
Oh, he did. The doctor give him anything for his urban?
He gave me something.
Oh, okay.
All right, sticking with the newlywed. I got 3 of these left. We'll blow through them. Newlywed game. These two women obviously do not know what a condiment is.
What your husband say is his favorite condiment?
Oh, I would say his pool table upstairs, definitely.
Annette?
I never heard that word before
in
English, but I said karate school.
What?
Okay. All right. Back to Jeopardy. She didn't know what selenophobia is, so she took an educated guess.
Selenophobia.
What is fear of Mexican music stars?
Oh,
damn.
Shut up.
They should have gave her points for creativity.
So out of pocket.
And this last one, also from Jeopardy. Sometimes I think there should be the ability to have 2 correct answers to a question.
If Andy yearns for Brenda and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the 3 of them form one of these. Kara.
What is a threesome?
Roger,
what is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it. Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
I would have gone with the first answer, to be honest with you.
The Burt Show.